Later, in the 15th century, following the conquest of Constantinople by Fatih Sultan Mehmed, it had become a mosque, remaining an Islamic house of worship until 1935, when the building was secularized and became a museum. A gilded museion of holy wisdom, Langdon thought. Not only was Hagia Sophia adorned with more gold tile than St. Mark's, its name, Hagia Sophia, literally meant holy wisdom. Langdon pictured the colossal building and tried to fathom the fact that somewhere beneath it, a darkened lagoon contained a tethered, undulating sack, hovering underwater, slowly dissolving and preparing to release its contents. Langdon prayed they were not too late.
"The building's lower levels are flooded," Sinsky had announced earlier in the flight, excitedly motioning for Langdon to follow her back to her work area. "You won't believe what we just discovered. Have you ever heard of a documentary film director named Göksel Gülensoy?"
Langdon shook his head.
"While I was researching Hagia Sophia," Sinsky explained, "I discovered that a film had been made about it, a documentary made by Gülensoy a few years back."
"Dozens of films have been made about Hagia Sophia."
"Yes," she said, arriving at her work area, "but none like this."
She spun her laptop so he could see it.
"Read this."
Langdon sat down and eyed the article, a composite of various news sources, including the Hurriyet Daily News, discussing Gülensoy's newest film, In the Depths of Hagia Sophia. As Langdon began to read, he immediately realized why Sinsky was excited. The first two words alone made Langdon glance up at her in surprise. "Scuba diving?"
"I know," she said. "Just read."
Langdon turned his eyes back to the article. "Scuba diving beneath Hagia Sophia. Documentary filmmaker Göksel Gülensoy and his exploratory scuba team have located remote flooded basins lying hundreds of feet beneath Istanbul's heavily touristed religious structure. In the process, they discovered numerous architectural wonders, including the 800-year-old submerged graves of martyred children, as well as submerged tunnels connecting Hagia Sophia to Topkapi Palace, Tekfur Palace, and the rumored subterranean extensions of the Anemis dungeons. I believe what is beneath Hagia Sophia is much more exciting than what is above the surface," Gülensoy explained, describing how he had been inspired to make the film after seeing an old photograph of researchers examining the foundations of Hagia Sophia by boat, paddling through a large, partially submerged hall.
"You've obviously found the right building," Sinsky exclaimed. "And it sounds like there are huge pockets of navigable space beneath that building, many of them accessible without scuba gear, which may also explain what we're seeing in Zobrist's video."
Agent Bruder stood behind them, studying the laptop screen. "It also sounds like the waterways beneath the building spider outward to all kinds of other areas. If that Solublon bag dissolves before we arrive, there will be no way to stop the contents from spreading." "The contents?" Langdon ventured. "Do you have any idea what it is? I mean, exactly? I know we're dealing with a pathogen, but..."
"We've been analyzing the footage," Bruder said, "which suggests that it's indeed biological rather than chemical. That is to say, something living. Considering the small amount in the bag, we assume it's highly contagious and has the ability to replicate. Whether it's a waterborne contagion like a bacterium, or whether it has the potential to go airborne like a virus once it's released, we are not sure. But either is possible."
Sinsky said,
"We're now gathering data on water table temperatures in the area, trying to assess what kinds of contagious substances might thrive in those subterranean areas. But Zobrist was exceptionally talented and easily could have engineered something with unique capabilities. And I have to suspect that there was a reason Zobrist chose this location."
Bruder gave a resigned nod and quickly relayed his assessment of the unusual dispersal mechanism, the submerged Solublon bag, the simple brilliance of which was just starting to dawn on them all.